BBC Learning English.
Hello, today Jean and I are walking down the aisle.
John, what are you talking about? I'm not getting married to you.
Oh, yes you are. Our lives will be wrapped in a blissful glow and we'll live happily ever after.
我看John今天好像是有点不大对劲啊 他居然让我嫁给他 还说我们的生活将会包裹在一层幸福的光辉之下 A blissful glow 我看John这时又在搞英国人特有的冷幽默 真是什么都让他们能开出玩笑来 John, is that a joke?
Well, yes, this is a joke, actually. But today, we're going to be talking about marriage and relationships in Britain.
原来我们今天的热门话题啊,就是英国的婚姻和感情。Okay, John, so who are we speaking to today?
Well, Zara and Barnaby and Nicola and Nick talk about their experience of getting married and how they felt about it after a few years of marriage.
今天我们采访的这两对夫妻呢,会给我们 我们讲讲他们自己的体会
Zara and Barnaby told us what it was like to be married for 1 year.
Listen out for some of these words and phrases.
The first one, a buzz. Now that's when you get a really positive feeling about something. You get a buzz out of it.
A buzz, 一种来电的感觉.
Adrenaline,
肾上腺激素.
Abstract,
抽象的.
Part of a team,
团队的一员.
Elation,
兴高采烈,得意洋洋
Picking out sofas
去购买和选沙发
Installing central heating
安装中央暖气系统
Soppy
容易动感情的
Newlyweds
新婚夫妇
Giggle
就是痴痴的笑 让我们听听Zara和Barnaby下面这段自述吧
After getting married, I felt so happy, such a special happiness An almost unnatural happiness. It's kind of a buzz and adrenaline kind of thing, you know?
It's really hard to identify why you feel quite so excited.
But you
do. Once you get married, there's definitely a difference, an increase, sort of a boost. I mean, you sort of think about what is it about being married that makes me feel happy? I mean, it's a bit abstract, really. But I suppose there's sort of a feeling of unity, a sort of part of a team which sort of is exciting to be in. It's sort of like getting a job with a company you've always wanted to work with. You know, there's that elation afterwards, but...
What, in the company?
Yes, it definitely lasts. I still feel it now. I still feel the happiness from afterwards. It sort of changes, though, but it's still there.
Well, since we got married, I mean, about a month after we got married, we started setting up a business together and went and bought a house together, which needed a lot of work, so...
Yeah, most people were sort of picking out sort of sofas and we were choosing what plaster to put on the wall and installing central heating and worrying about getting business in, starting up a new company. And so there were quite a lot of stressful factors after we got married, but I think the marriage definitely was a thread of happiness that ran through it, that definitely made it easier to cope with. When I hear myself being referred to as Zara's husband, or I, you know, say, have... You know, oh, let me ask my wife about that, or we go up to book into somewhere, you know, it's, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Hulbert. That does make me feel happy. It sounds really soppy saying it, but it's true.
We've kind of grown up. It's fun. We still feel like we're newlyweds.
Yeah.
Novelty hasn't worn off at all yet. And when people talk to us about being husband and wife, we still giggle all the time when we're in company and when we go to, for example, a dinner party or something, we go, this is my husband, and we both look at each other and giggle.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think we just got married last week sometimes.
I know.
So Zara and Barnaby were still enjoying married life.
Zara和Barnaby讲的是他俩的感情关系 他们说呢,他俩在新婚的时候是一种非常来电的感觉 The buzz 他俩都能感觉到当时各种令人兴奋的经历所受到的肾上腺激素刺激 The adrenaline
They also talked about a sense of elation they felt and they liked being part of a team
A sense of elation 就是兴高采烈的感觉 Elation 他们也很喜欢这种各自成了这么一个紧凑团队的一员 Being part of a team
Yes, that means being together or working together Being part of a team
Well, let's hope they can stay together
Good luck to Zara and Barnaby
BBC Learning English
您现在收听的是我们为您特别制作的 BBC Learning English 节目。
Yes, welcome along to BBC Learning English. Now, we've just heard how Zara and Barnaby feel after just 1 year of marriage.
Now, Nicola and Nick have been married for 9 years. That's quite a long time, isn't it? 他们两个呢已经结婚九年了，时间是不短了。Are we going to hear their story too?
Yes, they have quite a different story to tell after 9 years of being together.
Hope it's good news, John. 让我们先来听听 Nicola 和 Nick 下面这段自述，然后我和 John 呢会帮大家讲解里面的一些生词和词组。
I remember there was lots of laughter and sort of joking around and fun. And...
Yeah, we've always been very good friends. I think that's always been the key. And the first year was about fun. And to be honest, it carries on now. I don't think the amount's changed. I think it's...There's happiness for different reasons. There's a lot of companionship now. There is perhaps less time for the fun aspect that we had in the first couple of years because obviously we now have a child, we have a mortgage, we have sort of careers. But, you know, there's lots of things that make us happy together. Sometimes just being able to sit together in silence and enjoy each other's company makes us feel, you know, happy. The key for us for a very successful marriage is we have two skyboxes in the house. In two separate rooms, so Nicola can watch what she wants, I can watch what I want, and we never argue. It works for us. It's true.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely, totally serious.
Absolutely, I think that is a big part of it.
I don't have to watch crappy football.
And I don't have to watch period dramas.
I mean, I think, out of my mind, the lowest point, say, for example, when you were made redundant, like, that was a really low point.
Twice in about 3 months,
really,
and we had just had Ellie.
We had a baby, and I think having Ellie actually was quite bad. For me, having Ellie was a really low point, just because I had sort of minor postnatal depression after Ellie was born. You know, locking myself in the toilet and crying and having really bad days. And because I was on my own with her when Nick had gone back to work, it was just kind of all got on top of me, and I felt really low quite often.So I think that was a low point for me. I think it was probably a low point for you, but in a completely different way, in the sense of maybe not knowing what to do with me.
So that was a very tricky time. But we got through it. But I think the thing that's evolved to the happiness is Ellie, is having a daughter. It brings its unpleasant times as well, but it's brought us closer together as a couple, because we have to go through those highs and lows together. I think Ellie...has added a lot of happiness to our already, you know, happy relationship, to be honest.
Well, after 9 years, Nicola and Nick seem to be doing quite well.
Yes, they're not doing too bad, actually. Mm. But let's just take a bit of time to explain some of the words and phrases.
Okay, well, Nick talked about mortgages and careers.
Mortgages and careers, 住房抵押贷款和事业前途。
Now, they also talked about what it was that made a marriage successful. They talked about the key to a successful marriage, the key.
The key to a successful marriage, 一段成功婚姻的关键。
They also talked about some of the difficulties of life, such as being made redundant.
That's when you lose your job, being made redundant, 被解雇了。
And being made redundant was a low point in the life of Nick and Nicola.
So they felt low.
Yeah.
If you feel low, you feel sad. Mm-hmm. 如果你感觉 low 就是情绪低落的意思 low, 低沉低落。
And after the birth of her daughter, Nicola suffered what's called postnatal depression.
产后忧郁症 postnatal depression.
And they described this time of their life as a tricky time.
A tricky time, 一段很不容易的时期。Tricky means difficult. Tricky, 不容易的。
BBC Learning English.
So at the end of the first year of a relationship, does everything go wrong? A recent survey of British couples showed that after the first year of marriage, that was what seemed to happen.
John 他说的是最近刚发表的一份调查报告显示呢，在一对夫妻新婚第一年之后，从第二年开始往往就会开始出现感情走下坡路的现象。We spoke with Christine Northam, who is a counselor, 一位咨询顾问。Christine 在一家叫做 Relate 的英国慈善机构工作，专门帮助那些感情出现危机的夫妻和伴侣。
Now, Christine disagrees with the recent survey.
I'm not really very happy with the idea of at the end of the first year everything goes wrong. That's nonsense, because at Relate I think we see over 153,000 people during the course of the year, and they come at different stages of relationship development. They come, their problems hit them when they've, I don't know, when a mother dies or when there's redundancy or when there's an affair, and it can happen at any time in the relationship. But I think this sort of transition from being in love to facing reality is really a challenge for couples, and the successful way in which, or the unsuccessful way in which they negotiate that, will depend very much on their abilities to be empathic, to be able to negotiate.
Some useful words there. Christina 这家机构每年会见153,000个来咨询的人，她也说到了那些有婚外恋的人 having an affair。Christine 还说呢，在一段感情中，人要学着设身处地的去理解对方 ，empathic， 就是心理学讲的移情，而且人们需要去相互的协商 ，negotiate。
So, are there really any stages in a relationship?
是啊，一段感情要分不同的阶段吗
？We spoke with Penny, who is also a counselor.
What are the stages of a relationship? 请大家留意听好他要提到的这几个生词和词组：罗曼史 （romance）、长篇连续的浪漫主义 （serially romantic）。硬币的另一边其实就是一个事物的另一个角度 The other side of the coin 很好相处的 Easy going 权力的争夺 Power struggles
Well, you have to have the romance in a way to kind of be prepared to sort of jump into a relationship and the excitement of it. And for, we know for some people, they want to just keep repeating that, which is why they're sort of serially romantic and they don't stay in relationships. The reality is really when you start to come down and look at the other person and face, if you like, the other side of the coin, that someone who's really easygoing can be so easygoing that you can't actually get them to make any decisions. And you have to then start to work out how you're going to respond to that. And of course, as you look at that other person, you move into a stage where you are then probably going to realize that you have different ideas, and that's when you can get into these power struggles.
All sounds quite difficult. Jean, what do you think about it all?
Ooh, well, John, relationships can be difficult sometimes. If you have the right attitude, they can work, I think. Mm-hmm. 感情这个东西啊，确实是很不好把握，不过关键呢是要有一个好的心态。
Well, that's just about it for now.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.